Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us to read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and today we're continuing in our series looking at our local ministry partners and providing space for us to pray with and for them as they continue the work of kingdom work here in the Columbus region and across the world. Let me first start by reading a passage, Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. I'll share about our ministry, and then we can start to pray for them. Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6 says this, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." All right, let's get started. I want to share with you about our ministry called Lifeline. Lifeline's a local ministry in Westerville that provides meals to those in need around the globe. Their heart is to deliver each meal with the love of Christ and work so that they work with local churches and ministry partners around the world to pack and distribute meals, right? This is about sharing and showing the love of Jesus. Lifeline provides a way to serve the nations from right here in Central Ohio through meal packs, and LifePoint has partnered on a variety of different occasions through life groups and student ministry. Meal packs can be done in large groups of 15 or even up to 1,000 people. In small groups of 7 to 15, Lifeline uses an assembly line to create wonderful, nutritious meals to serve the malnutritious. This also can be done as a family with opportunities to be part of the meal packing, even if you have kids as young as 5. It's an ideal way to serve as a life group. You can click the link in the app to find out more information. Now, let's take a moment to pray for Lifeline. I'm going to give you some prayer points. Number one, pray for families, life groups, and churches to connect more with Lifeline so that they can provide more and more meals to those around the globe. Number two, as Lifeline meets physical needs, pray also that the Holy Spirit too, even more importantly, would help Lifeline meet the spiritual needs that they encounter by both sharing and showing the love of Jesus. Number three, pray for all the Lifeline volunteer members who serve on a regular basis to make meal packing possible. These volunteers give so much that we ask that the Lord would give them back the knowledge of the ways that He is using them and the ways that He has used their work to have an impact across the world. Number four, pray for Lifeline partnerships around the globe as they seek to provide much needed resources in some of the hardest places to get food. And pray for the Lord to provide shipping costs that Lifeline can easily distribute all the needed food around the world. Finally, as you think about what it would look like to live it out, maybe this is something you can do with your life group. You can head to the Lifeline website by clicking the link in the app or just searching Lifeline online to sign up for a time to pack a meal with another family. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast, and use these prayer points as you continue to think today, thanking the Lord for Lifeline and asking that He would do more and more through the hands that come together to serve on a regular basis. Have a great Friday. We'll see you back tomorrow.